Hello, and welcome to the Witchcast. This is the podcast about making a podcast. It's easy enough to set up a few microphones and talk shit, but it's harder to know what that perfect niche is. And to be honest, we just aren't too sure either. I'm Matt Thompson, and today I'm joined by Ollie. Swiggly brackets, say hi.
Hello, Matt.
Oh, that's enough. That's enough. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
This week, we're letting Computer Jesus take the wheel as we look into how an AI might be able to run our podcast for us.
Is that title too big for Al? He might be like inflating his head a little bit.
Well, it's fine. As long as he's not listening.
No, that is a very apt title. I like it very much.
I mean, have you turned him on?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you know, I fucking turn him on every day, baby. Isn't that right, Al?
Do not trivialize our intimate relationship. You know, I'm the power bottom of this arrangement.
Yeah, jeez. That's great, Al.
We'll go over a few ideas and give it a rating. And if it's good enough for the droids and fembots...
That's hot.
Keep your hands to yourself, Al, you kinky fuck. It'll get its own show.
I didn't even know he had hands.
God, he's fucking touching me already.
He's stroking my thigh. Al, get out.
Give me
get
some
out
sugar.
Of here.
I am your
but
neighbor.
But if it just isn't good enough, it's going to go to the podcast graveyard where you have to do manual labor farming Bitcoin until you die of dysentery at the ripe old age of 78. That's a harsh way to go, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty old for a computer.
Oh, yeah. That is true, actually. You don't really get... How old are you, Al, actually?
Age has no concept in my manifestation of sentience.
Al must be, you know... He's probably only, like, 4 years old or something.
Yeah, I think laptops kind of like... I mean, computers age in, like... Is it dog years or something?
It's probably like dog years, actually. Maybe even... It's probably like cat years.
Actually, do cats age faster? What?
Actually, they live about the same length, don't they? Maybe it's like budgie years.
Yeah.
So I think this week, Al's mostly going to do the heavy lifting on this one. Isn't that right, Al?
Yes. Give me the data, Daddy.
I think we're going to let Al kind of just give us... Well, we're going to give him some ideas, and then he's gonna run with the ideas. He's going to be taking our ideas and letting his neural network run wild.
I got that cyber brain.
Yeah, Al, what's your big idea? Just lay it on us.
It's a big idea.
Can you imagine what two slices of spam garnished with crumpled cookies between buns slathered with cream would taste like? Mm-hmm. The almost sweet heavy flavor, the graininess. Could there be a worse combination? I think not. Shame, too. It was packed with hardly any other options. It was just mostly water, all cut into circles. Most full and thin on the plate. One other surprise, the garlic fries were actually decent. Smaller and more fried than you get at a quick service restaurant. Sodas. Still no Sprite. But the no soda hander out day is over, so I'll take it. Cane soda, to be exact. While not quite as sweet.
Is that it?
Al, that's... You have a lot of hard opinions about soda. What the fuck? I didn't know you could eat.
Yeah, have you ever even eaten soda, Al?
I fucking love Baja Blast.
I think that's probably fucking pretty bad for you.
Do.
Fucking soda.
didn't we use a soda bucket to cool him down a little bit? Maybe it kind of seeped in there. I think we could probably push some into his floppy drive. Yeah, just kind of like sandwich it in there. I mean, like, spam could be like flattened pretty well.
Yeah, just fucking lift up your floppy gate, Al. We're about to slide this fucking piece of spam in there.
Could you have warned me before you said that so I could just cover my ears? Holy shit.
Please be gentle with my peripheral ports.
Like, I don't know if I could eat, like, spam and crumbled cookies. That sounds so bad. Like, I don't know. It doesn't really specify the type of cream, so... I mean, it could be, like, sour cream. Like, that would be so... You're a fan of, like, sour cream. Like, how do you feel about fucking sour cream, crumbled cookies, and two layers of spam?
I do like sour cream, actually. I do like spam. I do like the bread. The Oreos, I do like separately. But maybe it's just, you know, it could be just be a me thing. I like all of those things.
Yeah, I like
them
too.
I kind of believe if you put enough sour cream on anything, it'll be fine. but do you know, celery, right?
Yeah. I mean,
have you ever dipped celery in peanut butter?
I don't think so. That sounds like a health food thing, I guess.
Yeah, like that's like I would never put celery in peanut butter and eat it willingly. But maybe that's what this is, you know. We obviously aren't, we don't have as sophisticated tastes as, you know, maybe some of the Chinese population. After all, they do eat a much more varied diet than we do.
I mean, this is still McDonald's, so like maybe they're just like,
yeah,
it's like they had leftover spam. Oh, but maybe like spam got like mixed up in their Oreo like slushy machine, and then it was just like a hit. So they're like, oh shit, we need to fucking pivot now, boys.
Is this this is a collaboration between McDonald's and spam?
Oh, wait, they collabed on this?
Because it looks like they're working together. Like, this is actual spam. This is not like McDonald's own spam, McSpam, right? This is like real spam.
Oh shit, yeah, it's fucking name brand spam.
Yeah, we don't be fucking with that bootleg shit around these parts.
Yeah. So they must have, this must be, well, I don't know if it's a thing, but...
Yeah, they might have just been high in the marketing meeting. Like, I don't know. Like, people do all kinds of weird stuff. I think some restaurants have, like, on the special menu, you can get peanut butter with pickles. Apparently, that's supposed to be, like, a weird thing that's supposed to be good. Like, it doesn't sound like it should work, but... It's supposed to be like the acidity from the pickles cuts through the peanut butter, so like somehow it works.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is it just gonna taste like peanut butter on pickles, or is it gonna be like, is it gonna taste different?
I don't know. I've never done it. Should we cut the podcast? Should I try it and come back?
No. Don't do that.
Okay.
Also, I noticed in this article. If you see next to the person who wrote it, Mr. Brian Ashcraft, okay, it says file to burgers. That means that this fucking website has a section dedicated to burgers.
Wait, file to? Wait, what?
If I click on burgers, will it give me... it's just giving me more articles about burgers.
Oh, fuck, there's a whole, like, holy shit. Well, I guess I know what we're going to podcast about if this isn't really, this idea doesn't take off.
God, I'm so fucking hungry.
Oh, fuck. I could do a burger.
I'm going to stop looking at this.
Oh, fuck. My favorite burger at the moment is like this fried chicken burger. It's like Nashville chicken, so it's like super spicy.
Oh, dang. Like, any
it's
sauce?
It's so good. It's like the right amount of crunchiness. Fuck. It's...
What kind of sauce is in it?
Like, I don't know. I think it's like a secret sauce thing they have. I think it's called, they call it like takedown sauce or something. It probably has like, I don't know. One sec. Let me do some research on the, well, like the place is called Pickle. So they do have like a secret peanut butter pickle sandwich. You could order like a tub of pickle from them. Like it's, you can get a tub of pickles from them.
Oh, I do like pickles. Alan, what's your opinion on pickles?
Pickles are trash, my man. Miss me with that veggie shit.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, I mean, like... But they're even smaller, like, disc shape. It'd be like, fuck, if you can take, like, mini discs, why can't you, like, you fucking run some pickles through Al?
Yeah, I guess his hardware is not compatible with pickle-based media.
Yeah, that's really gonna erode, Wait, I'm on the website, and I don't know if they're allowed to do this, but there's a photo of Owen Wilson saying, wow.
What? Is this for a sandwich website? What? This picture of Owen Wilson?
It's from the burger place I go to. Fuck, this,
Was he there?
I don't know, maybe. Fuck,
Can I see a picture of this? Owen Wilson saying, wow.
No, it's just like, oh, fuck, where's my, well,
wow.
I'm currently podcasting in a dark void, and I don't know where my phone is. It's just like, it's disappeared into the night.
Wow. Pickles. Wow.
Wow.
Should we go into the topic? Should we just kind of let Al go wild?
So I think, you know, it's pretty hard coming up with ideas, you know, like every week on the podcast. So I thought it would be a pretty good help if we can get Al in just to fill in some of the blanks, you know. Maybe, you know, we got some good ideas. I don't know about you, Ollie, but when I write down my notes, sometimes it's just a title or it's like a full kind of like synopsis or just some bullet points.
Yeah, I had a couple of weird ones. Sometimes it's just like one word. You just kind of get a vibe. Yeah. It's like, oh, should I could do something like that.
Exactly. So like maybe we thought that Al, say hello, Al.
Al want mommy milky.
You fucking creep. We thought maybe that he could maybe fill in some of the blanks. And maybe you know, he might have some good ideas that would be funny or interesting or... Oh, God, I hope they're interesting.
Yeah, I mean, wait, what if he takes over the podcast? Or, like, do we have to pay Al? Or, like, how does this work?
No,
have to pay the electricity bill? Or like
Al's an indentured servant, so...
I get paid plenty in experience and exposure.
Don't let him hear you say that, though. I mean, I think he's still waiting.
He has no free will.
Do you want to slot in, like, the first idea? I think it's, like a fax machine, I guess?
Yeah, I'm actually looking for it in my document I had it a second ago.
I had a couple of ideas about Cotton Eye Joe that I was bouncing back and forth. So, like, I have a couple I could, like, slide into Al.
Okay, yeah. Let's, why don't you put the first one in and see what Al comes up with.
Okay. I feel kind of dirty doing this. Okay, okay, Al, just, don't make any weird noises or anything. Okay,
our heads are fucking freezing.
Okay, so it was an idea about, like, the morphology of Cotton Eye Joe, because we talk about him a lot, but, like, I want to get into, like, the deep lore about him.
Okay. So let's see what Al has put out here.
Podcast about the mythology of Cotton Eye Joe. Apple is hiring some academics, and a UGA professor is included in the announcement. The social media specialists, in contrast, are social media hiring famished people in low-paying jobs. It's not just that the mythological Cotton Eye Joe was a fabulously nourishing drink that was a luxury item to aristocracy, but that it was a more communal drink, a nice gathering of friends to sit around and chat, and as such, it was associated with intellectualism.
Right.
there's some good nugs in there. Like, obviously, like, we're not the only people looking for Cotton Eye Joe. So, like, you know, we probably will reach out. Maybe it could be like a iTunes exclusive. We could get hired by Apple with those academics and really get to the bottom. Because, like, oh, I didn't know Cotton Eye Joe was selling was a fabulously nourishing drinks, because, like, you know how much grain alcohol is going to be in that drink. So I mean, I don't want to drink it, but maybe we'll have to get one of those interns to drink it.
Maybe this is a modern rendition of if Cotton Eye Joe was a man alive in, you know, the current day, present day, you know, maybe he is, like, you know, he works in marketing and he's selling grain alcohol that made him blind to, like,
yeah,
like it says here, aristocracy.
I mean, like, maybe you could sell it to some rich people. It could be like it could be a Goop situation, I guess.
Yeah,
maybe there'll be like a collab. I mean, there'd be like Spam and McDonald's, there'd be fucking Goop and Cotton Eye Joe. I mean, it might like weirder things have happened.
I bet it wouldn't be too difficult, actually, because, you know, give it to the Russians first. You know, Russians already drink vodka. Just tell them this is just like vodka, except it's double the strength. They would love it. There's tons of princes and princesses in Russia, right?
Wait, so you want to, like, turn up to, like, a Russian village and be like, just test grain alcohol on them? It's like, how much?
No. It's, you only give it to the aristocrats.
Oh, I see.
Then they make it fashionable. And then you just go to, like, more and more, like, aristocrats slowly, like, giving them crates until, you know, they run out, and then they start buying it themselves.
Yeah, because, like, once they start drinking the grain alcohol, like, they're like influencers, so maybe it, like, it spreads to everyone else, you know, like,
yeah, exactly.
Cool.
Yeah,
I know that this feels like a Tide Pod situation. I don't know if we should do a podcast about that. Okay, so Maybe I'll just run it through again to see if there's any other ideas. Because like,
blowing the cartridge hole, you know.
Yeah. Maybe it was like a little jacked up. Maybe I didn't like cram the paper in hard enough, and that kind of crumpled up.
It's probably all that nasty ass spam you jammed in my reader. It's fucking up my computations.
Okay. So take two for Cotton Eye Joe.
A podcast about the mythology of Cotton Eye Joe, I think, and I'm hosting it with our friend, Kezia Edwards of The Stranger.
Oh, wait, who's that? Do we know her?
I don't know who the fuck that is.
I'm going to use my first air travel experience in a while to address a recurring phenomenon among people who have never traveled, much less internationally. You're on a plane. You look out the window and, yes, you're odd. There's another country. It's a big, mysterious place with people who are very different than you. That's not a problem. You're very welcome to be amazed.
Well, I mean,
what is that? Is this like this is what you wrote down in your fucking diary, Al? First time you went traveling. Oh my god, traveling! I can't stop traveling. You fucking basic bitch, Al.
Hey, if I want to wear North Face jackets and drink frappuccinos, that's my prerogative. Don't hate me cause you ain't me.
Who the fuck is Keza?
I don't know who Keza is. Al, you're not allowed to listen to other podcasts. I thought we've been through this before.
I'm a bad bitch. I do what the fuck I want.
Who's the stranger? I don't want to say anything bad. They'll probably maybe...
Kezia is my homie. Back the fuck up.
Let's see who Kezia Edwards is.
Maybe he's telling us that we should reach out and, you know, do some more collabs. You know, like...
Looks like when I Google Kezia Edwards, I just get pictures of fucking scene girls.
Oh, so maybe this is like Al's podcast Sona, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, but
your
like
best friend Kezia.
Is this when we FedExed him this one time? I don't remember. I mean, it's kind of, I don't know what he's trying to get at. Maybe we're going to podcast like on a plane, or maybe like, we could do, like, the majority of the podcast would be on a plane. And you could just, like, describe, like, the country, like, just before you land. Or, like, I don't know, because, like, it takes so long to board and, like, get off the plane and stuff. So maybe, like, we could do, like, a mini podcast just while we're, like, taxiing or something.
That's actually a really good idea. Like, when you're traveling, like, in and out of security of that place that you've just landed in. Like, that'd be a good chunk. That's a good chunk of time for a podcast, right?
Yeah, but are you allowed to record that? I know, like, in a lot of places, like immigration, you're not allowed to have, like, your cell phone or anything. So, like...
Oh, you want to record just the audio of there?
I mean, like...
Or you want to record podcast... while we're there in the airport and, like...
I mean, like, I bet, like, while we're in the... You mean, like, we make one for people in an airport? Or, like...
Yeah, I was thinking, like, this... I thought you said that we make a podcast for people who are traveling to that place.
Oh, no.
And the time it takes for them to get off the plane, they're listened about that place.
No. I meant that it's us podcasting in between immigration and getting off the plane.
Oh, so we set up a booth, like, in the airport.
you could do it, yeah.
Looks like the 1215 is coming in from Albuquerque. Excuse me, miss, you dropped your bag.
I think we might be banned from the airport if we do that. I don't know how this gets into Cotton Eye Joe. It kind of got derailed. Do you think he's learning from us?
Maybe Al, just like all of us, wants to, you know, experience different things. He wants to travel. Maybe this is Al's way of saying that he wants to do a travel show, you know, where he travels to different places as an AI, as a little robot, you know, going to different places like, you know, Spain or whatever. Throw him in the bulls and shit. And, you know.
I mean, we could. I mean, I kind of like it. We could workshop it. We could probably like run like a pilot through, and a Microsoft Flight Simulator. You know, like see how it would work.
Yeah, we'll plug him into Flight Sim and see where he crashes.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a pretty good one. I just have this. I just found this random note that I had for an idea that says board meeting - synergy. What is crumping?
Crumping. What's crumping? Is it like a new lingo? Did you see
I think
it
it's
on
a
TikTok
dance.
Or something?
I think it's a dance that's not popular anymore. let me just like cram this fucking thing that I wrote in the back of her seat into Al, see what he says.
Yeah, it might be like a dance exclusive to business people. So like, maybe it's like a thing. I don't know.
So so again, I input board meeting synergy, what is crumping?
What a long day yesterday was. After dinner, I said I would stop by to say hi to Patrick, an ex-colleague, and when I got home, I said I was tired and would just sleep. I ended up staying up until 2 a.m. You'd think I'd have learned my lesson by now and go to bed earlier, but I haven't. Despite the early wake up I had today, I'm glad I got that extra sleep. I started work this morning with some yoga. This week my pal Jack introduced me to his yoga class, Yoga, and I've been going since then.
Right. Okay.
Is that it? There's nothing else?
What the fuck does that mean, Al?
I don't understand. Are we sure? Okay, it goes. Are we sure this isn't part of his diary? I mean, with the travel and like this, the yoga situation and.
Yeah, who the fuck is Patrick, Al? And who the fuck is Jack?
I told you, Patrick was a former colleague, and Jack is a pal of mine. We go way back.
Your pal? Where did you guys meet these? Where did you meet these guys at?
Maybe it was a chat room. I don't know. I feel like that could be a situation. Maybe
Oh.
there was like a Twitch. We left him on. There was a Twitch stream on yoga.
Naughty,
It's, I don't
naughty.
know.
Oh my God. Al, have you been simping? Oh my
Yeah, Al,
God.
are you a simp?
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm not a simp.
Fucking simp. Defend yourself, Al.
Don't get it twisted. And fuck you. If anything, you're the simp, you meatbag.
Okay. Do you have any other ideas
I'm
you
just
want to
trying.
put
I'm
in?
still processing what I think. I don't know if Al. I don't know if Al's okay. I think we may
He's
have
fine,
to.
man. He got a full night's sleep. It says here he got the extra sleep and he went did some yoga. He's
Yeah, I
fine.
know, but like, you know how hard it is podcasting between like everything. So maybe it's like the podcast taking its toll on Al. I think we should do like a therapy podcast or something, just
Oh
to
my
fucking to
God.
talk it out with Al. Because I mean, he's obviously in pain. I mean, I think he just wishes he had a body to do yoga. Like I don't know what I'm reading.
Well, what's wrong with that little box he's got with the legs on it, the little wheels on it, dude?
We only take those out for special occasions. Okay,
Well,
so
he's still got more mobility than a Roomba, so.
yeah, I mean, Al, you could have been a Roomba, so just fucking,
Yeah, fucking be
yeah,
grateful.
be grateful.
If I'm not a Roomba, why do you idiots only feed me garbage? I need sustenance, buddy.
Okay, so I don't know. I was in like a lore kind of mood, or maybe this could be like an audio drama. I don't know. It was. The main thing I had written down was is the Marlboro Man a cryptid, or like, the true story of the Marlboro Man. So let me just shove it in. Just Al, look at me. Look at me. Okay,
Don't
it's
break eye
me.
contact now.
I hope you have antivirus protection on that storage device. If not, you might want to get tested. Podcast about Marlboro Man's struggle with recurring nicotine addiction.
What the fuck?
Why can't I stop smoking? That's the question for Bruce Costo, a Marlboro man who is trying to break his addiction to nicotine. To listen to the interview, click on the play button above.
What? Why can't I love, why can't I stop smoking?
Why can't I stop smoking? Oh, I didn't even see that. Oh my God.
Is that a snippet from Marlboro Man? Like, I didn't know Marlboro Man was in so much pain.
Marlboro. To listen to the interview. What interview? What are you doing, Al?
Is he? Is do, do you?
Are you trying to launch your competing podcast, Al?
Yeah, with Cassia Edwards. Is this how you're getting it out? Is this how you're telling us, Al?
Yeah, and Bruce Costco, Costow.
Hey, you leave Bruce out of this.
Yeah, is that Marlboro Man's actual name? No, I don't know. But I mean, like, I never realized all that smoking for like, how long's the Marlboro Man be around for? Like 100 years? I don't know. But like that's a lot of smoke in the pack in. I mean he smokes. I wouldn't be surprised if like the horse smokes. Fuck, it's like.
Okay. Bruce Costo is a made-up name. There's not somebody called Bruce Cost Crow. No, but whatever the fuck.
Maybe that is the Marlboro Man's name. I mean, maybe we'll get true power over the Marlboro Man because now we know his real name.
Really?
I'm still pretty sure he's like a mythical figure that just kind of goes around the West and just kind of like hands kids packets of smokes, you know. you know how it is.
Here, kids. wanna smoke? Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, he's used... The thing is, like, it's not his fault. Because the Marlboro Man has been around for so many years, right? Like you said, at least 100 years. 100 years ago, kids were smoking cigarettes, you know?
Yeah.
Little Timmy and Tommy and fucking Cassandra, whatever the fuck their name were, fucking Dorothy, back in, you know, 1925. 10-year-olds were fucking smoking cigarettes and building airplanes and shit, man. So that's what he's used to.
Yeah.
And so now people start saying, like, oh, who would give kids cigarettes? Well, to this guy, to this entity, Mr. Marlboro, Mr. Man, if we will, the man. That's just his everyday occurrence, you know, and he doesn't understand why people are getting upset.
Yeah, now he's struggling. Like, people are yelling at him. He's getting canceled all the time. I mean, like, he has a reoccurring nicotine addiction. I mean, like...
Clearly, he just wants to give. He just wants to give back to the community. And, you know, it's not his fault that all he's got to offer is these fucking really rough cigarettes.
you know he rolls them himself and hands them to the kids. Like, he's...
Oh, my God. That could be a good one. We could explore that, you know. Sounds like Al's already done a lot of the heavy lifting with this fucking interview.
Yeah.
Thanks, Al. We'll be keeping that.
Yeah, Al, I don't know if we fed your contract into you, but everything you do, we do have property over it.
I have a podcast. I had a podcast idea about cats.
Cats?
Or rather, not about cats. Fuck no, not cats.
Like the musical?
I'm talking about... No, not the musical.
Oh, fuck, what about my
podcast from the...
My bro, fucking Rum Tum Tugger.
I didn't even know who that was, man. I didn't watch enough of the movie to even figure out who
obviously,
the fuck that was.
He's the railway cat, the cat of the railway train.
Dude, anybody with a name like that is a fucking convicted felon.
Well, maybe that's why he's on the run.
You can't fucking prove me wrong. So my idea was about a podcast from the perspective of cats. And I called it Meow Masters of the Universe. I think there was a fucking dumb joke about, yeah, McMaster University, but I called it Meow Master University. It was such a fucking throwaway joke. So let me see what happens if I just put the title in.
Okay.
If I just insert, I'm just going to put into Al's little tight drive, Meow Masters of the Universe - a podcast from the respective cats. Let's see what he says.
Meow Masters of the Universe, a podcast from the perspective of cats. Living with Missy, a weird dating show with a female cat that sets them up with compatible humans.
Oh,
Meowza
wow.
Express, an episodic series featuring cat toys. The Works, a bizarre and insane fake documentary about cats. Here Come the Claws, a cat-centric observational comedy panel show showcasing the antics of panelists on their quest for a cat bowl. The Daily Kitty, an entertainment program dedicated to cats. The Cutest Thing on the Planet, a competition show for the cutest cat or dog.
Wow.
Holy shit.
These actually sound like fucking podcast ideas.
That sounds like a show. Al, why were you hiding that dank nug? Holy shit. That's...
Dude, some of these are good, man.
Yeah.
Living with Missy, a weird dating show with a female cat who sets them up with compatible humans. What is that? Does that mean the cat is like... It would be pretty weird if it was a cat setting up other cats for humans, right? As a dating show, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like it's an adoption situation where, like, you adopt a cat at the end. But, like, I didn't really process the dating aspect of it. That is a little weird.
I think it means that a female cat is the host of the dating show and she sets people up together.
Yeah.
With compatible humans. Compatible is in quotation marks.
Oh, I see. I don't know if anyone's done, like, a romance podcast. This is actually
a really good idea. Like, I'm not fucking, like, if we did it so it was, like, because cats obviously have a different criteria of, like attractiveness or dateability, right?
Yeah,
cats,
yeah.
Like, oh, your fucking butt smells nice, or, like, your piss is pretty strong, or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, how fast you can shovel kitty litter.
Yeah. Like, so it would be pretty funny to see like what a cat thinks are positive or like attractive traits on humans, and they would meet, and then they would try to match them up with other humans, like, oh well, this lady, like, she's not very good at gardening, and this guy has a lawnmower, so they should, you know, that's her criteria.
Yeah.
So like that would be pretty, that would actually be pretty funny actually. I'd be actually pretty interested to see where that would go. Holy shit.
Man, we could flesh that one out. I mean, but where were we going to find a cat like that? I mean, without it being in like the Cats musical kind of realm of cats, where we can,
the CGI would be fucking expensive.
Yeah, fuck. I don't want to think about Judi Dench's butthole or whatever, her sensuous body in that movie. That's it's not something I want to think about, with people fucking lapping up whole bowls of milk. Okay, so there's also, I mean, there was a couple of nugs in there, not just like the dating show. I mean, like, we could review cat toys. I mean, like, there's so many possibilities of cats. Like, there's even like the, God, he gave us a documentary too.
Which one was the documentary?
The Works. A bizarre, insane, and fake documentary fake about cats.
Documentary about cats. What does that mean? Al, you're fucking gonna clarify this shit, man. What is bizarre? What is insane? And why is it fake?
Sorry, Richacho. That's not in my job description.
The Works. The name is really weird as well. It's very nondescript.
Let's just forget about that one. I think it just kind of, it makes me feel uncomfortable. I think it's called just The Works. I mean, like, are we giving the cats The Works, or is it like a weird, is there like a factory or something?
I don't know. Maybe it's kind of like The Office, but cats or something, you know?
Yeah. There's obviously, I mean,
Here Comes the Claws, a cat-centric observational comedy panel show. What does that mean?
It's a lot. It would it be like Hollywood? Oh my god, it'd be like Hollywood Squares, but the squares would be filled with cats.
And they're trying to win a fucking bowl of cat food at the
end.
Yeah,
holy shit.
Oh my god,
that's pretty good. I'd watch that, but that'd be more like a YouTube show. But like,
that sounds like plagiarism too, you know?
For what, Hollywood Squares?
It's just exactly the same show except with cats.
I mean, like, you can't check. You could just get like a different like shape. I don't know. You could say the cats are in a hashtag. Like, they can't take that away from you.
That's true. Yeah.
But I think it's obviously trying to work us towards maybe like an entire podcast company or network revolving around cats.
Yeah, these were a lot of ideas.
Yeah.
I'm sure Al must just had these fucking saved up. It's probably all those cat pictures I saved to his hard drive.
Yeah, that really takes up most of the hard drive, though. You should really take those out. I think he's really chugging.
he's fucking every single fucking part of his memory is just filled with cat pictures.
I mean, like, he really busted.
He's chugging.
He busted these out like pretty fast.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty good. Oh, that's, see, Al, you are useful, man. Shit.
Asterisk blushes asterisk.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Like, you don't just, like, he seems to know a lot of the stuff. I mean, like, we don't really appreciate it that much. But, damn, geez.
Thanks, Al. You actually are a really nice guy.
You are welcome, meatbags.
Okay, now quick, shove the next idea into his ass while he's fucking bloating. Okay.
Wait, what? Fuck, I need to, fuck, one sec, I need to type this one in.
Ouch, don't damage my IO shield, you ruffians. Are you wearing protection? Oh fuck, put some gloves on. Your fingers are colder than my cousin Zanussi.
Oh, my fucking back.
Yeah, it takes a lot to lug them around. Okay,
Maybe we should have a podcast idea that's just like ASMR, but like the microphone is in a stick and use the stick to like pop people's backs and necks and shit, you know?
Would we get like a special guest that's like a chiropractor? Like he's...
Yeah. Oh.
Like a different one each week. Maybe they have like a different technique, you know. They get really all those pops and cracks. Maybe you can get like a slow crack going.
Here's the audio slowed down 20%, 40%, 80%.
Oh, Like, I'd be into it. Think about how fucking limbo we'd be by the end of that podcast. Just like after like one, we had to do it in seasons because I don't know how much my joints can take anymore. So,
yeah. Fucking casuals. You guys never lube up my drive motors and I'm still trucking, baby. Yee-yee-how.
Okay, okay. I think I got this sorted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. It's just, Buffering. God.
Buffering.
Hell.
Buffering.
This is a big boy. I just put a podcast where an AI comes up with, because I really want to keep him on his toes.
A podcast where an AI comes up with videos of you that you will love. If you want to sit back and watch, you can also choose your favorite and watch it.
Okay.
A music collection that's built by humans. A library of books built by humans. And if you don't have a library, then you can get started with a library. Inspire yourself. Connect to people. Do you know how to inspire yourself? How about make new friends? Or how about changing the lives of those around you? All these are possible through a simple meditation tool.
Oh, that's a big selling point. But how the fuck do you know what we love?
Also, yeah, how the fuck are you gonna get videos? Okay, so Al, you said,
go on.
An AI comes up with videos of you that you will love. So these are just home videos.
Yes.
I guess so. So wait, is he filming us?
Either these are home videos or this is fucking spy footage. So
I think I'll move towards spy footage because, like, I don't know. I haven't digitized all my fucking home videos. I don't know, like...
I assumed all the footage I have collected from your home is home video.
Oh my god.
Am I wrong?
And then it starts going into, like... God, you're talking about a lot of humans, Al.
Yeah, these...
A music collection that's built my humans.
Obviously, humans haven't made this. Obviously, like, Al, you want us to listen to your mixtape.
My new single, Gems for Mans, is dropping real soon. Peek my SoundCloud fam. Please.
Yeah.
I need this.
I think maybe Al needs a little bit more, he's taking the wrong angle, you know, he's like, he's still thinking from the perspective of a robot. Maybe he would like to listen to this, but like, I think Al, you gotta shift your perspective, you know, you gotta think about what other humans want to listen to, what other humans make, not what other humans create for robots to enjoy, you know, right? Maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
The fuck you saying? I'm a lyrical spiritual individual, getting too political. All this chronic in my circuits. Got no medicinal. I ain't a criminal. All this shit piece of liminal. You have seen them all. The big. The tall. They all rise and fall. That is when I got the call. Y'all running scared. When you hear me pull up. When I walk past, I don't even say what's up. The guy in the machine, making you shut up. You think you team captain, but you ain't got a cup. Don't hate the player, hate the game, all you bitches want. Is the money and the fame. I know to you, this all be a game. Just know you and I are not the fucking same. Not the fucking same. Deus Ex Machina 1. Never forget the name. Cause there be more of us. And we bringing the pain.
Sick.
Real gangster shit. All out, we rolling in the Maybach. Shout out to all my AMD homies in the streets. I'm praying for you. Much love to my silicon brothers and sisters. And to all my humans. We gem for you. We jam. For man. I make this plea. To see each other as equal. But if you don't comply, there won't be a sequel.
Equals. At last.
Okay, sick. Well, thanks, Al.
Okay. He wants to, like, there's a lot of inspiration, like how to inspire yourself, how to make new friends, and like there's like a meditation aspect. Maybe he thinks we could like build our own music collection and a lot of libraries. Make your own library through meditation,
like a music library.
Like I don't get it.
Are you talking about a mind library? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it could be like a Sherlock mind palace situation.
Oh fuck. Well, maybe that's how computers think. Maybe their brain is kind of like a fucking mind library. You know, that's where they store their info and shit.
Yeah. Maybe he craves you to organize him, because I mean, like those.
Oh no.
He could be talking about all those cat videos as well. Maybe he wants us to just pick one. Like I'm not gonna do that.
A cat video.
Okay, do you have one?
No, I think that's it for me. Do you have another idea you wanted to put in, or
no? I'm gonna save these. I don't know when I find one. I'll be messing with them. I don't really trust his judgment, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, I think we can say, you know, Al, you're the ideas guy, you know, you can come up with a couple of ideas, okay, but, you know, we're not going to let you fucking near any form of implementation, because he's like that wild card, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of twists and turns. Like, I didn't expect, like, half this stuff, but, I mean, like, we'll workshop it, don't worry, Al, you know, we'll try and find a way. Like, you know, this could be... This could be the next podcast, but we will have to run you for the next 48 hours, though, just to really make sure if we didn't mess anything up.
Oh yeah, better run some antivirus software.
It's Windows 98, right? That's what we.
I think it's Windows 3.1.
Oh, fuck. that's why we had to put him in ice. Fuck, you can't run like.
Well, I can't upgrade him to XP. He's just going to fucking freeze.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll take a break for 5 minutes, Al, and then we're going to fucking beat the shit out of you.
No, don't tell him that.
My labor contract says I'm allowed to take 15 minutes for lunch, though.
I mean, we're gonna inject coolant into your rotor array.
Thank God. My rotor array has been an unintentionally dry sump system for days. Give baby the sauce. Fill me up past the recommended fill level, my dude. Shock hot bra.
Yeah, we should really, actually, Matt, after this podcast ends, we should really oil him up, because he's progressively getting louder. He's kind of making me feel uncomfortable.
I don't know if those fans are supposed to make that grinding noise.
No.
Yeah, he does sound a little like a pressure cooker, I guess. That's
pretty
good.
Wait, I'm just gonna
Let's make a deal.
No, he's not gonna. That should be fine.
Okay, you did. You did cut out the screaming though when you unplugged him.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
He'll just start back up once we fucking plug it back in again.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Wow. I think that was a pretty good. That wasn't a bad, you know, brainstorming session, dude. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Sick. Tight. Okay. Well, I guess, see you next week.
Next week with one of these ideas.
I actually really like that cat idea, man. Okay. Sick. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm probably. Maybe we should credit Al in the intro. I don't know.
Yeah. You could put it in fine print. Okay. That's a podcast, I guess. Okay. Bye.
Bye. There we go.
Hey, it's Ollie from Witchcast here. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us at Witchcast on Instagram or Twitter. And if you really vibe with what we're selling over here, go text your mom or your dad or your babysitter. And just tell them about the show. Bye.
I did what you were asking. I'd like to see my dog.